AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
0141-951-1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard with a difference. The festive period is well and truly upon us. The big day is only 2 days away. And yes, while it is still busy across the scene in Scottish football, we thought we would break away from the norm, indulge in some light-hearted entertainment, and bring back to your ears and your eyes the Clyde One Super Scoreboard Christmas quiz. I'm Gordon Duncan, your quiz master, and joining me, two hopeless contestants, Gordon DL, and returning for the first time since leaving us, Mr. Mark Wilson. How are you doing?
Very good. Merry Christmas, everyone. Delighted to be back with my old pals at Christmas time, eh?
Are you glad to see him, Gordon DL?
Yeah.
Surely a wee cuddle or something.
Nah,
come on.
Delighted.
Look at that. That is beautiful.
I miss that guy. He's got an extra bit of padding on, I feel, for Christmas period.
He's only turned up for one reason. One reason only, because he knows he wins the quiz every time we play. Let's be honest.
There are a few ways of looking at it. You could say that we're going to just keep doing the quiz until you win one, and that's why we've brought it back. Or, here you go, wait for this, an alternative theory. He only thinks about Partick Thistle now. So he's like, I might be off the ball on all the other topics.
Current affairs, that's the thing. Don't watch the news anymore. Don't listen to much music.
There'll not be much.
In current affairs.
The news will not help you in this quiz.
I'm into my politics, so if we get a politics.
Who's your favourite politician these days? You liked Angela Rayner before, did you?
I did like Angela.
But she's at the game.
Who's the other one? The one that holds
Rachel Reeves, the Chancellor.
We don't like her. No.
I've heard she scrubs.
Who would have thought we'd get any politics so early into a Christmas show?
Anyway, it is a bit different tonight. We thought we would just take a pause on the usual stuff and have a bit of festive entertainment. We've done this loads of times over the years. I think it started in lockdown when everyone was quizzing, and then it was so much fun. We had the post-lockdown quizzes, over the end of season quizzes, the Christmas quizzes, and now we're back. It is bigger, better, and longer than ever, but we need you to play along as well at home. Get your pen and your paper ready, get your team sorted, play against your mates, with your mates, up against Gordon, DL and Mark. Do whatever you want, but between now and the end of the show, we're going to have some good fun with this. We have got some very, very interesting rounds. All sorts of bells and whistles and props and music and clues and everything that could possibly go into it. You look really excited about this.
I'm not.
At least pretend, will you?
Right, I know there's a complete different way of doing it this year, and I'm thinking there've been a lot of effort, a lot of
thought,
good thinking behind it. But I'll be interested to see it goes. I think the people enjoy it. I won't, but the people will.
I think so. I think it's going to be great fun. It really is. Between now and the end of the show, right up till 8 o'clock, we'll give you as much quizzing as we possibly can. I was just thinking though, you two haven't seen each other since. You got married. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
And he turned up midway through your speech.
You know what you did the story justice, Gordon. I thought you explained it brilliantly. And I was at Glen Eagles at the time listening to you on my mini honeymoon.
You spent your honeymoon evening listening to us.
I did, of course. Okay. That's how connected I am to the show.
No judgment attached.
And you did great, but
I think get the adverts.
I mean
some of our ad breaks are 4 minutes long, I'll have you know.
That's a minute too long. But I mean the scene of course was outrageous, and only him could do something
like that. Was he, even though it was your wedding day, a big moment for you, a big morning, you've got loads on your plate. Was he texting you saying, well, I can't come, I'm sorry?
Well, you know, the night before the wedding, Leanne's staying at her mum dad's, so I'm staying in the bed myself. I get a text message about 1 a.m. or something like that.
I was in the hospital.
Something like that. So, it was good of him to think of me when he was in the hospital and wake me up
I got
the night before
message,
the wedding. Followed by another message, then a phone call in the morning. So, you know, I'm concerned about the running order of the day, and this guy's taking up my time. And totally valid excuse, and I hope everybody's he's okay. Everybody's okay. But to then turn up mid-speech and walk directly toward me to give me a big hug and say, I wouldn't have missed it for the world, mate.
Gorgeous. What
and then
moment.
I had to say to him, could you take a seat, please? So instead of saying, hi, no worries, and just going to his seat, he then stops and starts speaking to people in the way, shaking hands and I have to pause the
Listen,
speech.
If you know one thing about him is that he likes being centre of attention at weddings.
He does.
But what we didn't realise is that his seat was at the very back of the room next to me. So I'm like this.
Waving to him.
Do you know the story? When I honestly, see when I come up the stairs, right? I swear I thought, this is the weirdest wedding I've ever attended in my life. I only could see four tables. And I could see Ewan Cameron, Stephen Mill and all these boys. And I'm thinking, well, they're all here. And then I didn't know who was behind me. That was the most embarrassing moment in my full life.
So he turned round to find 20 tables that he didn't know were there.
Unbelievable. And you know what? I hadn't written a speech down. I hadn't prepared anything. So I felt at that point I was in mid-flow until he just put an absolute dampener on it and I had to just end the speech. Let's get dinner out. Let's get on with it. Well, it was great he made the effort.
The big question, will we ever see the footage? Is there footage?
There is footage.
Good. We'll need to get that at some point.
I'm going to have to share it with you.
We'll get it at some point.
Because it's remarkable.
Year.
No,
it
was incredible.
It is remarkable. There was tears in the room and everything.
I could not, honestly, one of the funniest things I've ever seen. It was the stairs. I just saw your wee bald patch coming up the stairs.
Oh, a true mate. Making a scene. It was wonderful. What an evening.
Thank
it was.
Thank you. I made the effort. And everything that was going on, I made the effort.
You didn't stay long, did you?
No, it was wrong.
He was up the road, up the road sharpish.
Anyway, it's great to have Mark Wilson back with us, Gordon Dalziel alongside him. It's like they've never been away. The only thing, before we're going to get quizzing in the not too distant future, Gordon and I have been speaking about this and we do have some concerns, so we need a promise from you. Tonight, between now and 8 o'clock, we do not want boring football manager Mark Wilson. Don't give us
one step at a time.
One game at a time. We want pure unadulterated
honesty.
Chaos between now and 8 o'clock, just like it used to be. Can you
fine.
Do that for
that's
us?
Fine.
Because
that's fine.
Because are you concerned that he's changed a bit?
Oh, unbelievable. But
a couple of results, and then it's like, you know,
two manager and that
inverted
killed me.
Fullbacks and
like, don't phone anybody anymore.
Patterns of play and all that
stuff. Just watch games constantly.
You know, people are saying to me, when's the last time you spoke to Wilson? I said, he doesn't phone.
You know why? Right, no, this is true. Since I got the Partick job, I've been saying to him, you know, come along to training ground. I'll get myself up. Don't worry, we'll get a cup of tea. We'll look through things. I said, 100%. Next time I speak to him, you know what? I'm going to come along. Disney come up. Next time,
but you
after
the
wedding.
Back.
By the way, I'm coming up. I said, fine, we're up here. So now we're training tomorrow. It's Christmas Eve.
I'm in the town
The boys will love to see you.
Come on. You could dress as Santa, go up to the training ground, commit to this live on air.
No, I'm in town tomorrow.
Go you're going out for lunch. You're going to train in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Just in case anybody's got a Miller & Carter in the morning.
His table's booked for half one.
What time, half one? Glasgow, you say? Oh. I come tomorrow just before lunch. We're training at 10.
I don't even know.
The old baggy tracksuit on, tucked into the joggies.
I don't even know
where
Peter's Hall is.
Next to Costco.
Is it?
Oh, he knows what that is.
Aye.
So, no, what I'll do, I'll make it, 100% after the new year, I'll come up if you're still a job.
Still how many times coming. Do you say that to people? I'll get up to you after the new year. Yeah, we'll catch up after the new
exactly.
year.
Exactly.
How much did it hurt you to see him win back-to-back Manager of the Month awards?
I was devastated.
You know, I was loving that because see, after the first one, he sent me a message, video message. Do you see it? Mm-hmm. Do you know of it? I've got loads.
Then you won another.
Have a bit of that.
Oh, exactly.
Right, you can give us 5 minutes of sincerity before we get to quizzing madness. How's it been? Seriously, right? You're now like a normal guest here. Where you're in a job in football and it's going well. We'll grill you. How's it been? How much you enjoyed it?
I've loved it. You know, like I don't want to be serious here about it, but what can I say? It is all consuming. See, for any coaches, any managers out there at any level, they'll obviously understand that you go into the job, you want to do the best that you can do, you want to make your message as clear as possible, but of course you're trying to get a message or style or ideas across to 20, 25 people. So you, there needs to be that serious side of it. But you obviously need to, you know, do a lot of work to get that across. So all that's been great. I think it obviously helps when you've got a great bunch of players and a great staff and everybody always gets on. That's great, because I've been in dressing rooms that isn't always like that. So all that side's going along well. Plus you mix up with some good results and what's not enjoy?
More than some good results, though. You're second in the league table. Really, certainly to people on the outside in a title race, how much satisfaction does that give you? What's been
loads. It does, and not just me, the players as well, because they're the ones that really work hard. We all worked hard from pre-season. We were in mid-June. There was a wee bit of uncertainty about the club, who was going to get the role. You know, even players that were under contract didn't know if they were going to be there or get re-signed. So a wee bit of uncertainty, and I totally got that from the fans. So to start pretty well, you gain confidence and you just roll on from there. So
start pretty well, you get beat 5-0 in your first game.
Before that, the League Cup.
5-1, excuse me. We scored first and then gave them five counter-attacks. No, we started well in the League Cup, thank you, Gordon. And then, you know, after, by the way, serious points. After you get beat 5-1 at McDermott Park, and then you think, well, it's easy to change. We need to go more defensive or more, you know, pragmatic about things. And I was pretty certain at that time we'd done enough good stuff in the League Cup, and I'd seen enough stuff to the guys that they understood what we were trying to do to go, no, we will stick the same way. We followed up with a 1-1 draw against Morton the week later. And again, you think, well, no, there was enough in that game, we should have won it. And then I'm glad the players got the results they deserved, because, you know, a lot of hard work goes into it, a lot of video analysis, a lot of stuff probably when I was a player saying, this is boring. But I think the guys can see the value in it.
Do you use my tactics that day on the train in Germany? When I told you about midfield runners.
Why is this guy not running? Why is he not running? He's the ref, mate. That's the ref.
That's right, you were looking over his shoulder when he was doing his video stuff, yeah. And you thought, why is this? And it was the referee.
You need to get this guy to make a forward run. That's I said, incredible. I can't. He? Why? He's the ref.
We obviously, kind of, you know, we saw the journey up to a point where you went back into Partick Thistle at under-19s. You then, through circumstance, you and Brian took over, you know, co-management. Did that really give you a taste for it? You know, you would, I'm sure, knowing you'd be the first to admit it maybe came about in a kind of strange set of circumstances, but is that it? You just take that opportunity and run with it?
Well, obviously, when I got back into the 19s, I did that for a reason. I love youth football. I love, you know, the idea of players coming through in this country and getting a chance like I did and Daz did and progressing into a decent career. So to be in that environment, it was great. And I learned new stuff. I think the pressure's less, of course. So when you're getting into games, you can afford to figure out what works and what doesn't, and certain style of player patterns, what, you know, leads to better chances created. And then when I get in with Brian, we try to implement some of it. But of course, you're midway through a season, you're fighting to get into the playoffs. So it couldn't be perfect. You're almost firefighting week to week. Pre-season came, and then when I got the chance to go in and put your own stamp in it, that's when you work a lot and what you know might be successful in a different style. And then it's about trying to get people to buy into it and hope that everybody ticks along. That's the thing. A lot of coaching, and Daz will tell you, is about the guys you're trying to get a message. If they buy into it, great. You're all going in the one direction. If one or two of them, or even more, don't, you're in trouble right away. Doesn't matter what level you're at or what team you're at, you are in trouble. So ultimately, it's the players that take the credit for buying into it and carrying it out.
So you are a football manager. You were a football pundit. What have you made of the first few months of season 2025-26? I mean, what do you think you've missed on this show?
What have I missed? Well, I listen every night, so I've got a fair idea of what the feeling is. I mean, I cannot remember a season like it where you get Rangers and Celtic going through the turmoil that's playing out in front of us at the minute. Firstly, Rangers, the appointment, you know, it was a strange one again, but who am I to say that, because I find myself in the same shoes as well. But for whatever reasons, it just didn't click. Maybe the message wasn't clear. Maybe the players didn't buy into it. I don't know. Maybe a mixture of both. And you see the problems that lie there. I never for one second, though, thought by the time Brendan Rodgers got to us at Fir Hill, that a couple of weeks later, he would be away. And you'd have Wilfred Nancy, who, I'm not on this, I'd never heard of Wilfred Nancy, and really firefighting at the minute, you know, and four bad games. And he's almost on the cusp to then get a wee bit of respite and still battling away. But, you know, he's got a fighting chance here. It's just been remarkable. And then Hearts, throw Hearts into the mix. Derek McInnes, who we said, hugely experienced manager, and with the analytics and the players he's brought in, does it really work? Well, it does. And they're there at the top of the table, and deservedly so. It has been extraordinary.
And Motherwell as well. But,
by the way, and Motherwell, you're right, best football inside. I went to see them at Falkirk. It was one of the worst games.
That was one of the worst nights.
I was freezing.
This will be your last Clyde One Super Scoreboard before Christmas, Gordon. Mm-hmm. We're about to quiz, but how mad has it been? Seriously, sum up the start to the season.
Yeah, I think Mark's right. He sees it from a manager's point of view now. We're just looking at it from the outside. And if you'd have said this in the summer when the league campaign was kicking off, you'd never have believed it in a million years. You look at probably, I think both sets of fans, Celtic and Rangers, over the last couple of weeks have come on here and said probably the worst teams that they've seen in a long, long time. And that's taken nothing away from Hearts. I think Mark hits the nail on the head there. They've went about their business. They got the right manager in, a guy that knows the league. He brought in his players. They worked to a system. They're entertaining to watch. They're top of the league, and rightly so, because of the way and the results. They've turned over Rangers and Celtic twice, not once. So it shows you that they're not frightened of the big two now. But you just wonder what, as you say, Gordon, get into a new year, what's the new year going to bring? Because Rangers and Celtic, you would guarantee, has got to gain in strength.
Right, that is enough sincere football chat for one night. We do it every night. We're here 7 days a week, so we can afford ourselves one night of light-hearted entertainment because it's Christmas. And the Clyde One Super Scoreboard Christmas Quiz is here. Mark Wilson against Gordon DL against you. Get your pen and paper ready. Team up with your mates. Go against your mates. Do what you need to do. Of course, you can watch it, which is the recommended way to take the quiz in. There are some visual elements, but if you're listening along, that's absolutely fine as well. Really looking forward to this, and we'll get it underway next.
All year round, they pretend to know about football. Tonight, it's the ultimate test. Mark Wilson versus Gordon DL. Will they dazzle or confirm that they know hee-haw? The Clyde One Super Scoreboard Christmas Quiz.
Yes, welcome back to Clyde One Super Scoreboard. It's Tuesday, that means Gordon DL is here, and he's been reunited for one night only, or at least until he gets sacked by Partick Thistle. It is Mark Wilson, a fine duo under any circumstances, but particularly for tonight, because everyone loves a good quiz around the festive period, and that's why it's time for the very imaginatively named Super Scoreboard Christmas Quiz. No expense spared tonight, boys.
All pulled out, the
budget has been blown.
We've moved.
Look at that.
We've got a new screen.
Who made that?
Music going. Christmas jumpers on. Honestly,
it's all happening.
See, I didn't even know where to wear these. I just
wore that by chance. Somebody did actually complain already that yours is a bit of a mundane dad Christmas jumper.
It looks a bit.
Who, mine?
Yes.
What do you mean?
It's got reindeers all over.
This is it next.
I don't care where that's suited. That needs to come out of a washing machine. Have a look at it.
This guy says he's never seen The Simpsons.
I've never seen The Simpsons.
And he's got a Simpsons jumper on. What does that say, Mr. Plough?
I like very, to play.
Very anyway, Mark Wilson and Gordon DL will go up against each other in various rounds to determine who walks away with the coveted Super Scoreboard trophy, which is currently held by Mark Wilson. He's won the last 25 quizzes.
Yeah, they've only been 25.
Between you two that we've done.
Put that with my manager of the month.
Not listening.
Oh, if I win this again,
unbelievable. Anyway,
I don't have any room.
So, first off, our first contestant, Partick Thistle manager and one cap Scotland international, Mark Wilson. Tell us a bit about yourself, Mark.
I am Mark, and I'm Partick Thistle's head coach.
And head coach, is it?
Head coach, yeah. That's what they call him now.
And up against
married.
Oh, I like that, a little bit of personal touch. And yeah. up against Mark Wraith Rovers legend and former First Division Manager of the Month winner Gordon DL. Gordon, tell us a bit about yourself.
Yeah, well, it's that long ago, I forgot. But ex-footballer, fantastic manager and fantastic pundit.
I'm glad he said pundit. Remember, you can play along at home. Let us know how you're getting on at Clyde SSB. The first round is, of course, Beat the Pundit.
Oh. Round one.
Beat the Pundit. Who's going first?
With the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
So this round is just like Beat the Pundit that we do every night. You'll be given the same set of questions. However, there is a slight twist. Think Beat the Pundit meets 5K Minute.
Right,
pretend
okay.
George Berry is here
back.
As well. I have 10 questions. You have 60 seconds to answer. You get a point for every correct answer. We have to accept your first attempt, but if you pass and we have time, we will come back to the one that you passed. Does that make sense?
See, if you get it wrong, you can't go back to it.
Yes, essentially. You have to pass it, okay?
That's a good right. question.
Gordon, call it blue or red.
Oh, red.
I've not seen this new coin yet.
It is red. Would you like to go first or second?
I'm going to go and bat. I'll bat first.
Okay, that means Mark Wilson, you have to go into the cone of silence.
Did I take these off? Does he listen to music?
He's going to listen to music. So let's give Mark some greatest hits radio so that he can't hear us. I think you can probably keep yours on, no? You'll be okay.
I'm hearing music.
Right, you take them off then. Are you ready?
Is he hearing music?
Listen to the most un-Christmassy song ever here.
Okay, Gordon Daly, ready? 60.
Don't look him.
60 seconds. Just right. answer the. You can pass
no, look,
and
can
come back.
Read.
You ready?
Go.
60 seconds on the clock, and your time starts now. Brendan Rodgers referred to the Celtic team as what car?
Civic Hondas.
In February, which Championship side knocked Rangers out the Scottish Cup?
Championship side of Falkirk, no idea.
Which former Kenyan international joined Dunfermline back in March?
Wanyama.
Scott Arfield scored a hat-trick in his Falkirk return against which club?
St Mirren.
How many points have Hamilton Accies been deducted this season so far?
16.
Where did Russell Martin take the Rangers team for a bonding exercise? Before this season, in what year did St Mirren last win the League Cup?
2012.
Who was this year's Scottish PFA Player of the Year?
Maeda.
How many points did Scotland get in their World Cup qualifying group?
12.
Who missed Celtic's last penalty in the 2025 Scottish Cup final?
It was either Maeda or Hatate. Hatate.
Time up, Gordon DL. Mark Wilson, you can remove yourself from the cone of silence.
Okay.
Are you back with us?
I'm back.
I can't see this stuff with a straight face. Who wrote this script? Seriously, what is happening here? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Same set of questions to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
60
yeah.
seconds on the clock and your time starts now. Brendan Rodgers referred to his Celtic team as which car?
Oh, Nissan.
In February, which Championship team knocked Rangers out the Scottish Cup?
Queen's Park.
Which former Kenyan international joined Dunfermline back in March?
Victor Wanyama.
Scott Arfield scored a hat-trick in his Falkirk return against which club?
Partick Thistle.
How many points have Hamilton Accies been deducted so far this season?
Oh, 15.
Where did Russell Martin take the Rangers team for a team bonding exercise?
Loch Lomond.
Before this season, in what year did St Mirren last win the League Cup?
2013.
Who was this year's Scottish PFA Player of the Year?
Dyson Maeda.
How many points did Scotland get in their World Cup qualifying group?
15.
Who missed Celtic's last penalty in the 2025 Scottish Cup final?
Dyson Maeda.
Okay, that is the end of the questions.
I've said 15 and Maeda twice here. Look,
I know.
That makes me.
How did it feel to be back quizzing against each other?
I was a bit nervous there.
I could see that. You were trying to guard Mark from lip reading.
Yeah, because that's what he was doing. He was taking all my numbers and my answers.
And I tell you what, it felt like after the first question that straight away this guy's rusty. He has been out the loop. That's the easiest question of the night.
Honda Civic, what did I say? A Nissan.
A plug-in
he's
one.
He's gone.
Went for an electric car.
That's dreadful.
Tell you what, if you lose this round to him after that answer,
will lose this
shame
round.
On you. Will we go through the answers?
Yeah.
I think we should. Okay, if you're playing along at home, lock your answers in, send us a message, let us know what score you got. The first question, Brendan Rodgers referred to his Celtic team as a Honda Civic. That is brutal from you, Mark Wilson.
That's dreadful,
1-0. This could be your year.
No. Queen's Park. I can't believe I never.
Queen's Park did knock Celtic Rangers out of the Scottish Cup equaliser. Mark Wilson.
Yes.
The former Kenyan international who joined Dunfermline back in March was, of course, Victor Wanyama. Both got it, still level.
Well, well done.
Scott Arfield scored a hat trick in his Falkirk return against which club? You're Scott Arfield's biggest fan. You must know.
I can't remember.
Partick Thistle.
Yeah.
You can't have Partick Thistle. Were you the manager? No, you weren't.
No.
Exactly. It was before he was there.
Watching from afar.
But you can't link up a Partick Thistle.
He wasn't there.
It doesn't matter.
These are questions. I was in here with you guys.
These are questions based on the last year.
He knows the history of the club.
You know what?
You're Scott Arfield's biggest fan.
I would have been in that studio with you.
Exactly.
Standing next to you. I pay attention this Saturday.
You're not. Stop complaining in the Christmas quiz. It's not in the spirit.
No, it's not Christmassy.
So Mark Wilson's one in front. How, even though he doesn't know about the Honda Civics. How many points have Hamilton Aki's been deducted in total this season? It's 15.
I guess it was, but 15 is as good as any guess.
16.
It's so close. Just one away. It's one away.
It's 16. 15.
Whoever wrote the questions is sure.
9-7.
Where did Russell Martin take the Rangers team for a team bonding exercise? I would have accepted Connacht Hill or Loch Lomond. You both got it. Well done. Before this season, in what year did St Mirren last win the League Cup? It's 2013.
I went 2012.
One away again.
Which happened to my year?
One away.
Who? You've had a tough year.
I just seem to be 1 year out.
Who won this year's Scottish PFA Player of the Year? Daizen Maeda, a runaway winner. You both got it. Mm-hmm. How many points did Scotland get in their World Cup qualifying
Don't
group?
Don't say 15, please.
13.
Oh!
None of you got it
I
right.
was one out again, 12.
So Mark Wilson is still streets ahead.
No, he's two ahead.
Despite telling us that he's rusty and he won't get any of them right. Disappointed in you both here. We were there, were we not? The Scottish Cup final.
Aye.
Together. It was our last. It must have been our last show together. And well seen, none of you remember it. I'd cry about that evening. Every night.
I said Maeda. Was it not?
Alistair Johnston.
Oh, I wouldn't
missed
have got
Celtic's
that.
Last penalty.
Nah, I'm not having
Callum
that.
McGregor Maeda missed one as well. Remember. And Alistair Johnston. I think, yeah.
Ah. Maeda.
Well, right, I was okay. going Maeda, but well, because there was two answers.
So let
Maeda.
Me get this clear. You are the founding member of the Scott Arfield fan club.
Yeah.
Didn't get his question right. You claim you coached Alistair Johnston as a youngster in Toronto. You didn't get that question right.
Video.
Mark Wilson didn't even know the Honda Civic quote, and he's beaten you by
two,
quite a few.
Three.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Seven.
Seven, four.
Seven, four. It's a great start. Starting to form a partner.
I was just hitting the bar there.
Bear in mind, you've been playing this for half a season more than me.
I talked myself into this today. I was doing a last minute Christmas shopping. I was walking around thinking about you two as I do, thinking about the quiz, and I thought, I actually think this is Gordon Dale's year. Because Mark Wilson's he's out the loop. He didn't even know the Honda Civic.
The Honda Civic ones.
See, to be fair, I didn't know the 50. He's guessing.
He's beat you 7-4.
That's a good guess.
Oh my word.
I'm ahead right away.
Right, I'll come back because I'm spinning that wheel.
Lock in. Oh, that's it. You give away what's coming up next. Right, okay. That's brilliant. If you could just.
What are we playing next?
If you can lock in your scores for round one, send them over to us. I'd like to keep an eye on who's doing well, who's not, who beats the pundits ultimately as well. So stay in touch. And any abuse that you want to fire their way, it's Christmas. I think they can handle it. So get in touch. Let us know what you're thinking. Okay, here's what's coming next. It's called Who Are You?
Oh,
yeah, I need a reaction.
Round two.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Okay. So when we announce the round, you're supposed to go like,
ooh.
Who are you?
Look at
this.
Look at
this.
You can't keep saying look at this. Some people are just listening on radio, remember.
Listen to this. Tune in.
Listen to this.
So we have dived into the YouTube archives of Clyde One Super Scoreboard. We have picked out three clips of each of you. All you have to do is tell us who you were talking about in that clip.
Oh, this will be hard.
1 point per correct answer. Gordon Dale.
I hope it's live on
no
the
offense,
show.
No offence, but this is aimed at you and only you. Do you understand?
Yeah, so we're going to play a clip of me talking and I've got to tell you who I'm talking about.
I'm brilliant. You're a new man.
Right.
Let's see if you understand
every
round.
Is it live on the show or is it at the adverts?
It's obviously not at the adverts. Okay.
That
would be a better quiz.
We do like to push the boundaries on Christmas quiz night, but we can't push them that far.
Okay. Okay. Who's
right.
going for?
First one is for Gordon DL. So take a listen if you're playing along at home. Here is Gordon DL talking about the little footballers, I assume. Let's try and figure out who he is talking about.
You know, I defended.
Ho, ho, ho!
But since the start of the season, I've no defence whatsoever. I thought he's been absolutely terrible. Days gone by, his numbers, everything he's achieved for Rangers, I would
James Tavernier,
since
lock
the season
in.
Started. His overall boom. Play, he's been poor. He's off it. Mm. He looks a player that,
is it see,
we took him out of the team. I think he quite
okay,
like that.
I think
that.
We can call the clip there. Okay.
It's either Tavernier or Raskin. It's 100% Tavernier or Raskin. I'm going to go Raskin. No, Tavernier. Sorry, Tavernier. I'd say it's Tavernier at the beginning. I'm going Tavernier all day long.
Are
Tavernier.
You sure?
Yeah, Tavernier.
Hold on.
See, this is Raskin.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah, I'm going Tavernier. I'm sticking with it. It's 100%.
Because it's Christmas, I'll give you one last chance.
I don't care what you're doing. You try to double bluff me.
What if it's a triple bluff?
There's not a chance this is a bluff. Tavernier, lock it in, point, boom.
It is James Tavernier.
Yes!
So close.
Yes!
Oh, almost had him there,
didn't you? Oh, so close. I was a bit concerned.
Okay, let's play the first clip of Mark Wilson. Who is he talking about here?
He knows what's at stake for him personally and for the club. He's been there before. He's done it before. He understands when you have that success, what it means to the supporters. He's went away. He's obviously looked in from the outside. And when the club doesn't have success, what that means. And he understands what's at stake for him personally if he doesn't start well, because fans can get in your back
stop
pretty quickly. But look, I've got every confidence.
Ho, ho, ho!
He can come in and put his own stamp in what was already an extraordinary strike.
That's difficult, eh?
I think so.
I know who that is. Can I get a bonus point?
No.
I don't know. What do we,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, it's got to be.
You said it.
I know.
Who'd you say about that?
Oh, that was a plenty explanation to
Brendan Rodgers.
Do you think he's right?
Yeah, that's who I'd have went with.
Is it Brendan Rodgers?
Is it? Oh, yes.
One apiece.
I was worried there.
Okay, back to Gordon DL. Let's play your second clip. Who are you talking about here?
He was an incredible goalkeeper, incredible character. I nearly signed him once. That would have been my biggest signing. I was that away, had the deal done, I had him in for training. The next minute, Motherwell come in and he went on, he'd be absolutely brilliant.
Even Jesus,
I never think you have to know that you've got a goalkeeper of that ability.
I've not heard these yet. Somebody talk in my ear and reassure me that these are going to get more difficult. You just read out the guy's Wikipedia page.
It's a goalie, Andy Gorham.
Thanks,
John.
Come on, John.
2-1 to Gordon DL.
Right, when you hear this, I'll get in there. I've never spoke about anybody I wanted to sign like that.
You'll get the short straw here. Mark Wilson, who are you talking about here?
When guys like him get older, they tend to lose that wee bit of pace and tend to move inside, maybe into a number 10 role. It's going to be difficult for him. But that's the most impressive thing, the longevity in his Celtic career, that he's right. International players have been brought in year after year and he has to still stave them off and put his fight up for a place in that side, and he's more often not done that.
This is a gentle
you know
standard. This is a very, very gentle standard to ease you in.
I don't know that.
What?
Choking me.
Right, okay.
No, but don't.
Let
I hate
suffer.
When people do that in a quiz. You're joking.
Let
it's
him
easy.
Suffer.
Right, he was a winger and he's came inside. Longevity.
Did you say that he had come inside?
Hey.
Did I? Did I not?
I'm asking. I
thought.
Come on.
You sometimes have to come. James Forrest.
Is it James Forrest?
James.
I cannot believe.
By the way, I was on the cusp of seeing Callum McGregor there until you said that. Thanks, Gordon.
What? You used to come in the night and I guarantee you, he's walking in, I'll
as
let
he came
you
inside. Ah, brilliant. Thanks. By the way, I was going to say Callum McGregor.
To be fair, I think you could have demanded that you hear the clip again, if I'm being honest.
Honest,
I don't feel bad about
that.
Didn't
they know?
Did
they know?
I hate when people say,
the longevity
easy.
And he's seen off all these players. Come on.
How come I was even thinking
he's getting every Celtic one.
A final one for
right.
for you, Gordon DL. Who are you talking about here?
football costs money now, and money's very tight for a lot of people. At least you want a bit of entertainment, you want a bit of structure, you want to see where your club's going. For me, I would have him out the building. I think he's taking Rangers back a country mile. He's coming out and he's trying to pull the wool over Rangers fans' eyes by talking nonsense. I think the players have had enough of him. The full club just now,
this is too easy.
It's in a bad place.
I'm sorry, this is too easy.
Hope this guy's family isn't listening.
I know. By the way, that was a character by the way, assassination.
I would like,
and that's the problem in football management. You get guys like us.
I know.
Just want to ruin your life.
I would like to apologise to the Russell family Martin, of Russell Martin, obviously.
Unbelievable.
Scathing.
I know.
Should be at the door.
Was it Russell Martin?
Oh!
Philippe Clement.
Oh, no!
You could have just replayed it for what it's worth. You could have just played the same thing.
I thought it was a trick question there.
Oh, I thought that was Russell Martin. He's done you there. Aye.
Well, no. I bet you said the same stuff.
I did. I did say the same stuff.
Okay, chance for Mark Wilson to take a precious lead in this round and stretch his lead overall. Let's play Mark's final clip.
I don't think he's the answer to replace Kyogo. I know Celtic fans think this young guy, often when you don't play for Celtic you become a better player. We've said that loads. And went out loan, scored goals last season. To battle out Ida, Ida's 9 million. You're going to need someone of that kind of calibre. You're going to need to spend a bit of money now.
I think so.
The only thing is, they've left it incredibly late in the window. Unless they've got something up their sleeve, I think they need someone in.
It's got to be Johnny Kenny, is it?
Is that you locking it in?
Final answer.
Is it Johnny Kenny?
Yes!
Which means the final score at the end of that round, 3 for Mark Wilson in that round, 2 for Gordon Dalziel, which means you now lead by quite a few. 10-6 overall.
Is this going to last past 7 o'clock or is it going to be wrapped up?
Oh, plenty
title
of time.
Wrapped
plenty
up
of time.
Okay, that is the end of the first part of the Clyde One Super Scoreboard Christmas Quiz. Make sure you tell us how you're doing. Make sure you critique how Mark Wilson and Gordon Dalziel are doing. And it continues after the break as we play Super Scoreboard's version of The Wheel.
Yes!
Round 3. The Wheel.
Yes, welcome back to the Clyde One Super Scoreboard Christmas Quiz of the Year, where the scores are currently Mark Wilson 10, Gordon Dalziel 6. Remember to play along at home. Let us know how you're getting on. How are you two feeling, Mark? Does it feel like you've never been away?
Listen, I'm back in my stride. I'm loving this picture.
Oh, dear me.
That's nice.
That's not great, is it?
Hey, couple of months' time, mate.
To you,
you might be there.
Do you feel like you've never been away? Does it feel good to be back?
Just back into the swing of things. That first answer about the, what was it? Which car again?
Honda
Civic.
Seriously,
I don't know why that's famous. That's not sticking. After that, I'm back.
We're loving this one. This could be a game changer for a Dazzler.
Do you watch us?
I love
on
it.
A Saturday night.
I love it.
So at that time, it's nothing Lee else
McIntyre.
On. So
spin the wheel, the wheel.
Who?
The wheel. McIntyre.
Wait, oh mate, I thought you said Lee McIntyre.
No, it's Lee Mack.
Well, here is the way. So if you spend your Saturday nights like Gordon Dalziel, if you don't know how it works, we are going to play our version of The Wheel. We have 4 celebrities, i.e. 4 of our pundits, on the line, and each of them have a specialised subject, apparently. So if you spin...
That's football?
You can spin the wheel... And either you can answer the question yourself, you can get help from one of our esteemed panel. But if it lands on someone who it's not their specialist subject, you can still, they are the one that has to help.
Some
you.
Of those photos are very By generous. Way, check, very check, generous.
Check that one just between Andy Halliday. Look at that's a Photoshop.
So which obviously, one? If you're.
No, the next.
Steven!
If you're listening along at home, that's great, but we'll have to explain it to you. If you're watching along, you'll see we do have our wheel. We've got Roger Hanna, Hugh Keevans, we've got Andy Halliday, and our colleague Stephen Mill on the wheel.
Aye.
As
doesn't
well.
It look like Stephen there?
That's shocked.
You think that's
photoshopped?
No, I'm just going to take the wheel for a test drive. Just
right,
so that
see.
On
a, I'm going the other way.
Get a bit of
I'm not convinced about the stability of it. I think I could break it live on air.
Oh,
I'm just giving a few test spins. Right, okay, I think I'm getting the...
We'll get it.
You're a big fan of the wheel.
Love it.
So, in theory, this should be the round where you...
I will just...
I don't like the format of the wheel.
Excel.
So this could be your round.
Yeah.
It's just potluck.
because you can get one wrong and go down and then keep coming back up, can't you? Obviously not in this round, but on a Saturday night, right. The BBC might take that and
run me all about.
Right, okay. It's going to be good. One of them's no picking up their phone, so this will be good. However,
I know which one.
Our first expert is Mr. Hugh Keevans, and your specialist subject is Hugh.
Yeah.
What's your specialist subject?
Old football.
Old football.
Oh, all right. Sense.
Hugh, see, before we start, can I ask a serious question? Many reds you had before.
I'll tell you the absolute truth, Dazzler. I've had one.
Okay, that'll do for me.
Okay, on the other line from the Big Scottish Football Podcast, Stephen Mill. Stephen, what is your specialist subject?
Photoshop.
My specialist subject is the Scottish national team.
Oh, that could come in handy.
I do the Monday podcast with him, and he's good.
Oh, okay. That's right. So he's
good.
There.
He's good.
Now everybody's favourite specialist, really, is Roger Hanna of the Scottish Sun. Roger Hanna, what is your specialist subject?
It is World Cup Scotland.
Oh, World Cup. Oh, no, I'm not putting him with World Cup here.
Anything would be his specialist subject.
I don't know. I don't know if that's just been thrown at Roger.
Just
I don't
trying
think
to shoehorn
that,
him in somehow.
Yeah.
Think so. About just breaking stories or I'm headlines not, or something.
Headlines.
He's good at.
I don't think we get any questions.
Eye catching headlines.
I'm loving Hugh.
Okay.
With the old football one. Because let's face it.
Right. Okay. Bah humbug, Andy Halliday's no picking up the phone. So you'll need to go without him.
Oh,
guess what his specialist subject was?
Sitting behind managers.
Any other guesses?
Limping off.
Limping off. Rangers.
Obviously. There we go. So if you get a Rangers question, you've missed out, because he would have got it right. I've absolutely no doubt about it. Okay, Gordon, you are up first, and the question, it is an old football question. After Queen's Park, who are the second oldest club currently playing professionally in Scotland? So after Queen's Park, who are the second oldest club currently playing in Scotland? So let's spin the wheel.
Oh, we want Shug here, don't we? Yeah, we want to get Landon Shug. Come on, Hugh.
Oh,
it's a napper. It's a World Cup.
I think you've worked out it's Roger Hanna. So you're gonna confer with
Roger. You obviously heard the question. How confident are you of the answer before you even say anything? How confident?
Reasonably confident.
That's not good enough, mate. What, no, percentage wise.
Percentage. What did that heart span last say last night? 85. I'll go for 85%.
Right. Look inside that head.
Who do you think it is?
Look inside that head. Take your time. And come up with an.
Who do you think it is first?
I don't really know. I'm struggling with this. I think
he's 85% sure. Why would you not just go with him then?
No, because I like to get my own answer. I don't think it's one of the Celtic Rangers. Am I right in that, Roger?
You're correct in that, Gordon.
Right, okay. What division then just now?
Hold on a minute.
What?
Can you do this? Can you ask them for clues?
Yeah. Premiership.
I don't know.
Because Roger can give them the full
think,
answer.
I think it's something like Hibs or Hearts.
Right, well, what are you doing? You're going to ask Roger.
I'm going to ask Roger. Roger, what's your thought?
What's the point now?
I am going to go, Gordon, for the oldest professional team in the country, Kilmarnock.
That's who I was thinking, Roger.
I wouldn't have got Kilmarnock.
No, I don't fancy Kilmarnock.
Nah, go against him if you want.
I think he's stitching you up here.
He would, wouldn't he?
No, he wouldn't. Giants. No, that's the thing. I don't think he would.
Right, I'll go with Roger Kilmarnock. If he's 85%.
What if it's Hibs or Hearts?
Roger's windies are going in the night.
It is Kilmarnock.
Yes, well Roger.
Oh, well done, man,
Roger.
That's a guy with knowledge.
Okay, question number two. It's a Scotland question, so you're hoping it lands on Stephen Mill. Who's the second most capped player for the Scotland men's team? The second most capped player. Let's spin the wheel.
Is it him?
What's happened? He just keep going and it gets chucked
He's
off.
Got four questions. Oh, Roger Hanna again. Boring. That again. I'm spinning that again. Boring. It's Roger again. Right, go on. What
a
you
wheel
saying?
Magnet.
It's him. Sure.
No, it's still you. You get your four questions first.
Right. What was the question, sorry? Second most capped of all time.
Yes, hurry up. We're running out of time.
Roger, is do you know it?
I think it is.
Andy,
I know it, yeah.
Hurry up.
Is that Andy Robertson?
I'm pushing you.
Come on, Roger, give it.
Jim Leighton.
Andy Robertson.
Jim Leighton, lock it in.
Is it Jim Leighton? There we go. This is too easy. He's just getting Roger all the time.
Right, what's the point in this?
Right, here's what I'm going to do. Rangers question. You need to answer it yourself.
Right.
Who scored the winning penalty against Fiorentina to send Rangers to the UEFA Cup final?
I know that, actually.
you're not getting a spin because Andy's not on the phone. Andy's probably in bath or bedtime.
Fiorentina. Was it Barry Ferguson?
At the moment. You're locking in Barry Ferguson?
Yeah, go Barry Ferguson.
Is it Barry Ferguson? Nacho Novo.
Nacho Novo.
And the final question, the World Cup, which is meant to be Roger's specialised subject, but he's been on every 2 minutes. You. In what country did the first World Cup take place? Let's spin the wheel.
Stephen Mill.
You'll know that.
Stephen Mill, the first ever World Cup.
Stephen, I'm going to try and say right and see if you agree with me. Was it right. Uruguay?
Gordon, you don't even need me because that's the correct answer.
What a shoot that is for the Dazzler.
Let's
Thank
find
you,
out.
Stephen.
Is it Uruguay? Well done. 3 out of 4 for you in that round. Mark
Good
Wilson,
knowledge.
Over to you. Old football. In the 1974 Scottish Cup final, two players that day scored hat-tricks. Can you name either?
Oh,
Let's
I know
spin
it.
The
Go
wheel.
For it.
You're hoping it's Hugh here, surely.
I'd spin that again. I don't want...
It's Hugh! Wow!
You're on. That. I will need your help in this. Because I've no idea who played in it.
Hugh, the 1974 Scottish Cup final, two players got hat-tricks that day. Can you name either?
Dixie Deans.
Yeah.
Oh, he sounds confident.
Who's the other one?
Lou McCarrie.
You only need one.
All right, we'll go Dixie Deans.
You sure you're going
sure. Dixie Deans.
Is it Dixie Deans?
Lovely, yes. Hugh, thank you.
Was that against Tibbs?
Yes, Joe Harper was
oh,
your other one.
Oh, take a swig of red, Hugh, for that.
Okay, no, please don't. Not live
no,
on
okay,
air. I don't think
down.
That's allowed.
maybe not.
Scotland question. What was the score in the first ever Scotland against England international?
What? Who, is that an old question or a... Oh, Roger!
Hannah again.
What was that speciality World Cup?
First ever.
Roger, you must know that's a man of your stature. What was the first score? Roger.
He's hung
in
up.
In the first ever Scotland-England game.
Mm-hmm.
You don't sound sure, mate. I'm not going to lie to you.
Listen, you know what I'm going to say to you, Mark?
I'm Googling
I think you might have been a manager at the game because I think it was 0-0.
All right, Roger. What are you saying about Wraith? Wraith are hard to break down.
The first ever international ended
0-0.
0-0. A damn squib.
I don't think it's 0-0.
Surely it was about 15 each in those days.
I know.
Not a chance, he says. Do you remember it, do you?
Yeah.
No. Right, I need to go with Roger.
No, you don't. No, just go with yourself.
I need to. Aye.
Okay, is it nil-nil?
It's as good as any.
There
well
we go.
Done, Roger.
Do you know how he knows that? It was an Arctic cricket ground or something.
He's painted on the wall and that, aye.
Okay, you have to do this one on your own. Rangers.
Rangers question.
Oh my word. Who was Rangers' first ever captain?
Daniel Kuzan
or something. Who was his first ever captain?
First ever captain? Of all time.
Of all time. That's a disgraceful
And Andy wouldn't even know that.
I would.
Spin that wheel. No. See if that lands in Hugh.
You can't.
No, you've got to.
The Rangers one you're on
I
your
wouldn't
own.
Even know.
Okay. I had to
just passing.
Who's it? I don't know. Jimmy Smith.
It's Tom Valance.
Tom Valance. Sounds
finally,
like a singer.
Oh, sorry. World Cup. How many times have Brazil won the men's World Cup? It's a Stephen Mill.
Oh, no, he's not a World
no,
Cup
Roger.
Expert.
What are you thinking, Stephen?
Mark? I would go about... Oh, five. If they've not got 5 stars, but all right, Stephen, calm down.
Again,
there you are. I've not asked you yet.
All right, okay.
Stephen, what do you think?
I think it's five times.
No,
did they not win a 6? So
no, it's no 5.
Right, Stephen, I'll go with you. 5, mate. 5, Gordon.
Yeah.
Is it 5?
Look yes!
Our panel of experts.
Well done, Stephen.
Sensational. It's a tie in that round. Mark 3, Gordon 3, which means it's Mark 13, Gordon 9 overall. And it continues after the news with what is sure to be one of the highlights. Super Scoreboard versus Shazam. It is the music round coming up next.
Back for one night. Yeah, we thought he'd have been back sooner. Mark Wilson. And never, ever to leave. Gordon DL. The Clyde One Super Scoreboard Christmas Quiz.
Yes, welcome back to the Clyde One Super Scoreboard Christmas Quiz, where the score is Mark 13, Gordon 9. But how are you getting on out there? That's the big question. Jamie Dock is in 7, his wife's in 6. He says it's much better than the big fat quiz of the year. I can see Gareth doing pretty well, flying in there as well. Mary Brogan's playing, Alistair Cruikshank, John Witherspoon, all nice, getting the kind of 4, 4, 5, 6, that sort of
you need to get up
level
to your standard.
So roundabout.
I play along with every quiz. Radio, TV, all the time.
I hate quizzes.
No, you don't. You like the chase.
Right, plenty of time.
But I don't like playing them.
For your deficit to be made up. You're 4 points behind.
On.
3 rounds down, and it's time for this.
Round 4. Super Scoreboard versus Shazam.
Yes, it's time to test your football music knowledge. We did this in one of the previous quizzes. It was extremely good fun and very popular. I've got 10 songs which are, it's a bit different this time, either they've been adopted by supporters of any football team, or they're Christmas songs.
Oh.
And all you have to do is pretend you're Gary Spence and give me the name of the song as quick as you can. Whoever gets in first with the correct answer wins the point, and you can get a bonus point if you name the artist as well. So 1 point for song title, 1 point for artist. It is a free-for-all. Will we get you to use your bells? That seems fair, because it was a bit of a bun fight last time. Boom, ding in. Let's see if they work. Give us your ding. Perfect.
Hold on, your ding's bigger than my ding. Hold on, that's no very loud
it's
ding.
Fine. Don't worry about it. You understand the rules?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Nice and simple. Singing, dancing, anything in between is encouraged.
He's holding that bell like a weapon here.
Song number one. Okay, stop the song.
Hold on a minute. That's only two beats.
I know, if you guess it's outrageous.
That's...
Why have you gone so early on that?
That's...
You're not Gary Spence.
That's all we hear is Radio Braga Gaga. That's Queen.
You think you got that off two beats?
Yeah.
Right, so you think, what's the song called?
Radio Gaga.
Right, and the artist?
I've gone Queen.
And this is not for a point, but adopted by fans of?
Hearts.
You seriously think you got that? Why did you go so early?
Because I thought I recognised, because I'm quite good at that.
It just went doof, and then
I listen to, what do you call the wee guy that works in here? He's doofs.
Oh, Gary Spence.
No,
it's a wee guy.
Callum Gallagher.
Callum. I forgot his name.
Go on,
because he does it.
Well, Mark can now just steal in if you've got that wrong. Unless you've locked yourself out. Let's hear it.
What is the smell in it? What is the smell? He's only gone and done it.
Did he give us the chorus or something?
That one, Philip does that.
That's good, guys.
How did you listen
to
how long that intro is?
I can, and see when I'm sitting in the car, I can hear and I go dead quick.
That's always incredible.
You're like a bat there to hear that.
Right, come on, I'm in.
Okay, next one. Let's play song number two.
Christmas time, The Darkness.
Hold on a minute.
Let's hear it. Keep playing it.
That's the name of the song, though. I don't know if that's the name of the song.
Oh. Christmas time, don't let the bells end.
Okay, nah. Yeah. Nah.
Yes.
Nah.
Absolutely. Well done. Two each. Good standard.
By the way, how quick was that?
That was good. I like my guitar music.
That was impressive.
Yeah, thank you.
That was impressive, thanks, mate.
Right. Time for song number three. Oh, go on then.
That's the way, I like it, I like it.
Hold on. Hold on. That's not a tune.
KC and the Sunshine Band. Is, isn't it?
So,
I
what's
like
the song called?
I like do. That's the way, I like it. I like it, I like it. I don't know what I like. I don't know what I like, but that's the song, isn't it? Is it? That's the way,
I
like it. KC and the Sunshine Band.
Right. So give me a title. Give me an attempt at the title.
I keep saying that's the way I like it.
So that's the way. Is that what you're saying?
That's all I know.
I'll give you it. That's the way I like it by KC and the Sunshine
Band.
That's
amazing. Oh. Boom, 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 boom. I wouldn't have got that.
Adopted by the Hibs fans.
This is my era.
Hibs away. I like it.
I like it.
See?
Which era is that? What's that? The 70s?
78?
I don't know any 70s. That's good.
Right, okay. Time for song number four. Oh, you beat you. Gordon Dale beat you.
Merry Christmas from Clyde One.
Okay.
Shaking Stevens.
It is. Merry Christmas, everyone. By Shaking Stevens. This is his specialist.
That's Shug's song.
I really want to hear more of the songs so that you guys can give us a wee musical and dance performance.
That was easy.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
It is. Okay, time for song
3-1. Right,
number 5.
Is it Bond? James Bond? Bonnie!
Mark Wilson buzzed first.
4 a.m.
Okay, and what's the song called?
Money. No!
Money!
Danny Roll! No, is that it?
Nah, you can't give
me. What's the song called? That's who. That's the song, and that's the fans that have adopted it.
I'm crazy like a fool. What about Daddy Cool?
Daddy Cool?
Why is Daddy Cool? You just gave him the answer.
So I did.
Absolutely.
Daddy Cool.
Sheer stupidity from you. You just gave him the answer.
And that's the way the quiz works.
What are you thinking?
Because you were
there?
Just singing.
What is going on in your head there?
Because I thought because he associated with Rangers and Danny Rule, he got it. So I thought he had the point in the bag.
No, you need to name the title and the artist, and you just gave him it.
Got your point on, thank you.
You get 2 points because of you there.
No,
Bonnie
you can't
M, get, Daddy well, Cool.
Daddy Cool.
That's what I said.
Daddy Cool.
What is wrong with you?
Daddy
honestly?
Cool. Right. Got a point on. That's
okay,
a hard one.
Here's song number 6. Gordon DL.
Oh, that's unfair. I know why.
A ray of hope. If I curse in the night.
This is his favourite song of all time.
You've got to know Johnny Mathis when a child was born.
Superb. He's really come into his own.
By the way, that's unfair. I heard that today and I thought of him. Every time I hear that.
We played it again on Saturday.
It's his favourite song of all
time.
I
love it. Love it. Christmas song.
It's really not even, it's not even in the top 20 Christmas songs.
Why do you like that so much?
What about Chris Rea, eh?
Oh no.
Unbelievable. Timing.
That was bad news, wasn't it? But anyway, I'll tell you what's good news. I'm not skipping our Chris Rea Benny. I'm feeling good to you.
8-4. 8-4 to you. By the way, that's you wiped out your deficit as things stand. That's all I'm saying. Time for right. Questions.
I thought you'd be stronger.
7.
Guitar, come on.
Nah. None even recognise the song.
Nah.
Never heard it before.
Nah.
You never heard it before, Mark. No.
If we heard the words, we'd maybe get something.
But it's an instrumental, there are no words.
well, on that note, I'm out.
Got the words.
You never heard this song, Mark? Have you never heard this song?
I don't think so.
Mark.
Oh, no, none of that, Mark.
Should I have heard this?
I'm told it's a Partick Thistle anthem that's playing.
What? It's...
How has that helped you? If you don't know it, you don't know it. Why are you ringing your bell?
If it's a Partick Thistle one, it must be the song that they play as you run out in the park or something.
I don't even think I've heard that.
They play this, well, I'm told they play it every home game.
Who told you that?
Producer John. Blame him. Obviously.
I've never heard that
anyway,
before.
Maybe we'll have
by Come on, Partick Thistle.
Obviously not.
The Harry Jags.
Oh, no.
Thrills and
Thrills. It is an actual song. It is Sylvia Focus.
Nah.
No, can't no way. Not even Partick Thistle fans are getting that.
Okay. Right, here goes song number 8.
I'm drinking my tea, man. I'm drinking my tea.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. Wham.
I can't say anything else, honestly. He's a man.
What
was
that guy, man?
You took it away.
Gave it away.
Okay.
Try and finish that, like, you don't know any songs. Try and finish that.
I can't.
Try
and finish it. I couldn't.
You gave it away.
This year, I'm saving it up for somebody that. I don't know. For somebody that's special.
Somebody that's special. Yeah, close enough. Well done, Gordon Deere.
You're a fire here, mate.
Ooh, song number 9. I think the eras here are waiting.
By the way,
let's go for a little walk. under the moon of love.
He's good at this. Go on, keep going.
Shawadi Wadi.
Is that Shawadi Wadi?
Who have we found? It's taken.
What's that called?
Under the Moon of Love.
It's found 20 years in the show. We found something he's good at.
I want to tell you
every star that I want to. Sitting there listening to this nonsense.
I want you to be my girl, little darling. Let's walk, let's talk under the moon of love. I'm gone.
That's incredible. Under the Moon of Love by Shawadi Wadi is a St. Mirren song, apparently.
Oh, is it?
Is it?
News to me. This is brilliant. This is your final song, which I'm disappointed
I've been
at.
Very
I feel like
here.
We should get 20 of these songs.
Come on.
Like your final song. Mark, you need something.
I need something.
So okay, here's song. No, I can see that. Here's song number 10.
No.
Mark, Dominic the Donkey! Hi! Wait!
No.
Dominic the Donkey.
Sing a bit yet.
I'll get it back on. What a Christmas song.
I've never heard by Dominic the Donkey.
I don't know. Some more Louis good enough, is it? No.
Do you know what? I feel like we should give him that.
No.
The first name is Lou.
Lou. It doesn't matter.
Lou.
You have got to.
I think
to,
that's good.
No, that is good.
Mate, you've got to get it.
Play the song so Mark can sing along. Right, let's give him his moment. It might come to him.
Begin me.
You don't want to give him it. I think.
Let
by,
me hear
by
if
he
can
good.
Sing a couple of wee words that I might go. Dominic Donkey.
Where's the music? Come on, it's a radio station. Just reload it. Press play.
Just press play again.
Producer.
See what just
that's
got
a bit
that.
Hard for them in there.
No. Here we go.
It might
you never heard this?
Hey!
Jiggity jig. Ee-aw, ee-aw. It's Dominic the Donkey.
Jiggity jig. Ee-aw, ee-aw.
This is a low. This is a real low. This is the lowest moment in this show's long crowd history.
I'm giving you.
It's
give him
a point.
Okay, we'll give you. It's Dominic
going.
The Donkey by Lou Monty.
Lou Monty!
Hey, I'll give you that, mate.
Tell you what.
Never a good
brilliant effort.
That was good. You were really good at that, mate.
The tide has turned. Gordon 12, listen. Mark 6, 21-19 to Gordon DL overall.
See when you go Shawadi Wadi, Wham Mud, are them at Slade.
That is his era. Imagine what he was up to in those days.
Oh, mate, I'm on fire. Come
amazing.
On, give me.
You used to play them in nightclubs when you went into nightclubs back in
under
the 80s.
The mood of love. Come on, darling.
Right.
I'm the dance player. I'm going to talk sweet.
Can I be honest with you? We need to pick up the pace.
No, I'll take.
We're
going to
play the next round after the break.
The three unwise men battle for the festive bragging rights. Mark Wilson and Gordon DL, refereed by Gordon Duncan. The Clyde One Super Scoreboard Christmas Quiz.
A sensational turnaround in the previous round of the Clyde One Super Scoreboard Christmas Quiz sees Gordon DL now in front. He's come from behind. He's 21-19 up on Mark Wilson. Make sure you keep sending us your messages to let us know how you're getting on, if you're enjoying it, even if you're hating it, we'd like to hear from you as well. But let me tell you, that music round is worth watching back on YouTube. When the stream goes up, or you watch it back whenever you want, get that watched back. Jojo says, not going to lie, Mark Wilson singing Dominic the Donkey on Super Scoreboard
great,
has made
it's one of my favourite Christmas
night.
Songs. Honestly,
wow.
I love it.
It's time for round five.
Round five. Who wants to be a winner on air?
Like
nice.
That. See,
I like
see
that.
What we've done there.
That's brilliant. Right?
I don't know sort of legally if this is allowed, but hopefully it's fine.
Jeremy Clarkson.
Don't know if there's any copyright. It's time to go all Jeremy Clarkson or Chris Tarrant, depending on your era. We've got a mini round of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. You're going to get five very hard multiple choice questions about Scottish football. But like Millionaire, we're giving you two lifelines. Phone a friend, where you can call someone, obviously, if you two have any friends left. Or ask the audience, where the Super Scoreboard audience will call in and help you on 0141 951 1025. So stand by your phones, audience, because they might need you, and we'll get the first person through to help them out. Are you ready? I've got the questions. I've even given you boards to write down your answer.
Okay.
Hide it, and then reveal when required. Question one. Which of these players made the most Scottish top flight appearances? Is it A, Gary Hay? Is it B, Richard Foster? C, Mark Reynolds? Or D, Paul McGowan? Which of these players made the most Scottish top flight appearances? A, Gary Hay. B, Richard Foster. C, Mark Reynolds. D, Paul McGowan. You can ask the audience, you can write it down, you can phone a friend.
Many questions are in this round?
There are five.
Right, okay. You just write A, B, C, or D, man. He's drawing photos and everything.
Is that a tactics board you've got over there? Okay. What are you going for? Let's see. Reveal them on 3, 2, 1, and show. Right up. Oh, you've both went for C, Mark Reynolds. I can tell you, the answer is B, Richard Foster. He's the only one. You got 403. Mark Reynolds, 387.
Oh, but we're miles ahead.
Okay, question two. Rangers won their last treble wearing which kit brand? A, Nike. B, Umbro. C, Diadora. Or D, Adidas.
Say again, repeat.
Rangers won their last treble wearing which kit brand? A, Nike. B, Umbro. C, Diadora. D, Adidas.
Right. So how do we order a suit if I want to ask the audience?
Is that some sort of... Are you asking me trick questions?
No, because he's...
You use your lifeline then.
Ask the audience if you want. What's hard about
but
that?
But he's going to hear the same answer.
That's right.
I'll ask the audience and he'll benefit as well.
No, Mark has to just lock in his answer first, obviously.
Right, I'm going to ask the audience.
Okay, right, audience, Gordon Dale needs you right now.
01419511025.
Rangers won their last treble wearing which kit brand? Audience, listeners, callers right now. Gordon Dale needs your help. 01419511025 and tell him the answer. Rangers won their last treble wearing which kit brand? Mark Wilson,
wait,
you need
there,
to
can
lock.
I use a lifeline here? Does that work?
No, you need to lock your answer in.
But
I went first.
Are you going to phone a friend?
Aye.
Okay.
Because I think my friend will know that.
Right, okay.
And if he doesn't know that, then.
Right, but okay. Hold on. Because I've locked. We can't lock in answers in.
No, we've got your audience on the phone. Mark is on. How are you, Mark?
Hi, mate. Hi.
Mark, who do you support?
Mark, the next voice you hear will be Gordon Dalles. He's got 30 seconds to ask, or whatever the script is. Take it away.
Mark, who do you support? Quickly.
Rangers.
Right, was it Nike, Umbro, Diadora or Adidas the last time they won the treble?
I'm sure it was Diadora.
It's never Diadora in a million
years. Even sponsored by Diadora.
I see.
Thank you, Mark. You can hang up.
Rangers have never worn Diadora. Never in a million
just give
years.
Give us an answer then.
You've got to go with Mark
Wilson, just show us yours.
I've went for.
You got a quick show us Gordon Dale.
I've went A.
Gordon Dale, hurry up. You're going B. So Mark's going A, Nike. You're going B, Umbro. The answer is C, Diadora.
That's no what I take kids' answer.
You got it wrong.
Why am I sponsored by Diadora?
I cannot believe you.
What?
Of all the daft things you've done, the guy's phoned in. You've asked the audience. He's phoned in and told you the right answer, and you disregarded it.
Right. Are you going back to remember last week on Beat the Pundit? You asked me a question about a brand, and I went Diadora, and we had about 2 minutes of you slagging me.
Yes, because no. The reason being,
and I thought that was a stitch up.
The reason being because you said you thought you wore Diadora in the '80s, and I just. You didn't, so I found that funny. But the last time Rangers won the treble, 2003, they were wearing Diadora.
Oh,
that's
really
awful.
I would
you.
Never have got that.
You disregarded your lifeline anyway. Question three. Which of these European clubs have Celtic played the most? Inter, A, B, Rapid Vienna, C, Valencia, or D, Rosenborg? Is it A, Inter, B, Rapid Vienna, C, Valencia, or D, Rosenborg?
I'll use my lifeline. I'll ask. What have I got? Ask the audience.
Yeah. So I need to lock in an answer.
You need to lock in an answer.
I'll ask the audience.
Okay, audience. Mark Wilson, need your help. 01419511025 right now. Which of these European clubs have Celtic played the most competitively? Is it Inter, Rapid Vienna, Valencia, or Rosenborg? Give us a call right now and help Mark Wilson out. Gordon Dalles ignored the audience on the previous question, which is not helpful at all. So Celtic fans, or anyone else I suppose, give us a call right now.
What, have you got an idea?
It's usually the one lifeline that you can depend upon on the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire format.
Forget
the
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Because you get the computer and goes.
Our listeners are top. Yeah. The knowledge is outstanding.
Somebody must know this because I don't have an idea. Do you have an idea?
Stephen is on the line. How are you, Stephen?
Yeah, I've got it.
You good, Stephen?
Yes.
Right, Mark Wilson, ask him the question. Go.
Stephen, which of these four have Celtic played most in a European competition? A, Inter, B, Rapid Vienna, C, Valencia, D, Rosenborg. Hit me with it.
B.
B.
Rapid Vienna.
Rapid Vienna.
Oh, Vienna.
I played against Rapid Vienna once, but I can't.
Okay.
I cut him off, that's 30 seconds.
How sure are you?
None.
Stephen?
I would say I'm 90%.
What about the other 10%? Where's that saying?
Nowhere.
It's nowhere. Okay. Right, I'm going to stick with Stephen.
So you're going...
I'm going B.
B, Rapid Vienna. I can tell you, out of the four, Rapid Vienna is last.
Oh, Jesus.
It's D, Rosenborg.
Stephen!
Hey.
Is Stephen still on the phone?
He's hung up.
What happened to your 90%?
He's hung up.
90%.
Rosenborg 10 times, Valencia 6, Inter 5, and Rapid Vienna 4.
See, if you don't know, why would you say 90% exactly. Overhitting?
Okay, question 4.
Stephen the Rangers fan.
Which 90%. It's 0-0 so far, is it not? In this round? Yeah. That's awful. Which Scotland player scored against the USA on November the 12th, 2005?
What?
I don't know why is that here. Which was Hugh Keevan's 56th birthday. Not even his 60th or his 70th.
56. He was 56 in 05.
I don't understand the question. Like, what? Why? What have I missed?
I don't know, but that's mentally right. Think Hugh was 56
against
in 05.
Which Scotland player scored against the USA on November the 12th, 2005, which was Hugh Keevan's 65th birthday?
I don't know.
Is it A, Andy Webster, B, Gary Caldwell, C, Paul Hartley, or D, Neil McCann?
We've got one question after us, haven't we?
Yes.
And many lifelines, one left.
Yep.
Phone a friend. I'm going to phone a friend, my last one. I think I've...
Who's your friend?
I'm not telling you.
Well, none of you have phoned. Maybe you could just phone this time, Mark.
I tried to phone for the Rangers one, and you went to him. I'll phone a friend.
Okay, let's
phone
do
my
it.
Friend.
Who is your friend?
It's my best friend in this world. A man that shares my success.
Oh, this is, look at his face.
He's my second best friend. It's Alex Ray.
I can't believe he just did that to you. How poor is that?
That's okay.
That is poor.
I'll play second fiddle to Alex.
Alex Ray, how are you?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Bye. Is that tea or that drink all right?
Mark Wilson just described you as his best friend, his right hand man, the man who shares his success. Can you imagine how Gordon Dale took that?
Aye, very good. Very good.
He's not happy.
Also, mate, just while I've got you here, you've left your Partick Thistle jacket in the corner. I'm going to have to bring that.
It's the last 3 weeks.
So he has. There's a Partick Thistle jacket in the corner.
They're hard to come by. Yeah. Right, Alex.
We Alex not getting this.
So,
this is tough, to be fair, Alex.
I know you're not great with technology, like you say, but can you Google?
Which Scotland player scored against the USA on November the 12th, 2005, which was Hugh Keevan's 56th birthday? Was it A, Andy Webster, B, Gary Caldwell, C, Paul Hartley, or D, Neil McCann?
Caldwell.
Okay.
How sure are you? Above 90%?
10%.
That's a really hard question.
Okay. Right, I trust him. Trust him.
Have you locked an answer in? Gordon's gone A, Andy Webster. Alex Ray and Mark Wilson have gone
B,
Gary Caldwell.
B for big Gary Caldwell.
The answer is A, Andy Webster.
Yes! Take that and your wee pal, your best pal, and you know where the two yous can go.
Oh, Alex.
He's earned the pally now.
All you had to do was Google it.
He says your set pieces are rubbish as well, Alex.
I know.
Well done, Alex. Brilliant.
Thank you, Alex. Have a good night.
Another point for him, Dazzler. See you tomorrow.
That was a vital point for him as well.
And I've got to phone a friend.
Question 5. Who had a UK Christmas number 1 in 1971, the last time Partick Thistle won a major trophy? Was it A, Mudd? Was it B, Jimmy Osmond? C, Benny Hill? Or D, Slade?
I'm phoning a friend.
Who is your friend?
I'm phoning the chief exec at Motherwell, Brian Caldwell.
Is he an expert on Christmas number ones? Or
He will know this.
Will
he? Every confidence in this guy.
Do you know what? You could have...
Hold on, you write down your answer first.
You should have phoned George Bowie or Gary Spence.
I've had a look Brian in before. Brian's listening. He's
Hello.
Brian Caldwell, how are you?
I'm all right yourself.
Don't swear, you're live on Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
No, that's fine. I never swear, Gordon. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
correct, Brazo.
Yes, the chief executive of Motherwell Football Club, the potential league champions this season. But this is more pressure than you can handle.
Brian, please don't let me down. I made you a success here as a manager. Look at the career you've had in the back of me. Just get this one right and I'm out of sight here. Come
Brian,
on.
I don't know why he's identified. I don't know why he's identified you for this question, because the question is this: who had a UK Christmas number one in 1971? The last time Partick Thistle won a major trophy. Was it A, Mudd, B, Jimmy Osmond, C, Benny Hill, or D, Slade?
1971.
Come on, Brazo, you know it. Oh, you remember it.
Benny Hill.
Seems pretty.
How sure are you, mate?
Trust me.
I'll trust in you.
99%.
Oh, 99%! I think he's right, and it's Chunky D with a milkman or something.
Aye. He drives the fastest
milkman in the West. Yo!
Oh my goodness, this could be. This is the sensation.
See, lock it in.
I can tell you the answer. That's the Christmas remarkable. Number one in 1971.
Would you go?
I've went B.
Oh, he's gone B, Jimmy Osmond.
He drives the fastest milk cart
it
in the West.
C.
Yes,
Benny. Outrageous. Brian,
that's outrageous.
That is outstanding.
I'm loving
that's
that.
That's more impressive than Motherwell season, Brian.
Is this the song?
That's it.
And the clatter of the wheels as they
Robert. That was Christmas number one, mate.
And he galloped into Market Street. That's he's outrageous. Back upon his. Brian, have you got any players Mark can have on loan in January?
Aye, who have you got, Brian?
I'll talk to you later about that.
Andy Halliday doesn't play much football these days. If you want to offload him, would you still let him come in here and do his punditry?
Of course.
Great. Brian, a pleasure, thank you.
Cheers, mate, thank you.
That could be massive.
99% sure it was
that
as well.
That could
man.
Be massive because brilliant. It was a 2-0 win for you this round.
Yeah.
Which you get none, Mark.
By the way, I know that's dreadful.
Which means 23-19 to you on the. On the quiz. No, it must be more than that.
It's more than
that. Who's counting it up back there? He was four ahead already.
Exactly, that's six.
My word. Right. Oh,
you're romping ahead.
You'll like this one, and I'll tell you why. What are the words that you chant? What are the words that you say more often than any on a Saturday night? Take it off. Take it off. And I'm not talking about when you're watching the telly. Let's play round seven.
Take off.
Round six. The masked
round
footballer.
Six. Who are you?
Round six. My
Who
bad.
Who are you? Did you watch this? I love this.
The Masked Singer.
Yeah, I love
Take
the Masked Singer.
Take it off, says right. Gordon DL. Now, what we've done is we have got in touch with a footballer and we have disguised their voice. All you have to do is work out who it is by asking them a series of questions. If they keep saying aye, you get to keep asking questions. If they say no, the play passes to the other person. You're in control of the game. You can guess at any point, but if you get it wrong, play hands back to your opponents. Do you understand?
Yeah, you're tossing the coin to see who goes first.
I can do. If it's the red side, it is Mark Gordon DL. If it's the blue side, it's Mark Wilson.
Okay,
you're in control, Mark Wilson. Ask your first question to our masked footballer.
Are you a man?
Aye.
Oh, good start. Gets us off and running.
Look at the state of it. If anyone's watching in the live stream, let me apologise. For crimes to Photoshop.
I quite like that.
Look at Roger Hannah.
Oh, that look at me.
Look That's at just Marvin Bartley's actual suit, though.
Aye. We're looking well there.
Anyway.
Right, next question. Do you play in the Scottish Premiership?
Aye.
Big clue that.
Are you a Scottish internationalist?
No.
What happens now?
Goes over to me. Quick, come on, let's pick up the pace, man.
Right, are you a Canadian international and are you Scott Arfield?
So that's your guess?
Yeah.
So.
No.
There you go.
What is that? Okay, do you play for either Celtic or Rangers?
No.
As if we could get any of them to agree to this.
Do you play with an Edinburgh club?
No.
Oh, this is great. Back to you, Mark Wilson.
Oh, do you play for a club in Falkirk?
Aye.
See the minute. Oh,
are you? It's Brian Mark. Graham.
Oh, no, it's.
Yes, it's me. Brian Graham.
Yes! Oh! Do you know something? I wasn't so silly going with Scott Arfield right away. Hold on a minute. Did you not ask him if he was Scottish?
No. What?
A Scottish international.
And back to you. And there we go.
Like
how
that.
Many? Here's the thing. How, it's 5 points the winner for that.
Oh,
no,
back in the game.
What do you mean?
He can't just
5 points. It says it on the thing. It printed, says it on his sheet.
Printed this morning.
He can't. That's
that's the full.
No, because it's so difficult. It was not
Brian Graham.
You knew he was going to be a Falkirk player.
I can't give
it's it. It's the only thing John can think of.
I can't give out 1 point for the entire round. That's the round.
5 points.
Ah, that's it.
You've got to come alive in the big games.
No,
this is a big game.
This is incredible. They've counted up. They're doubling down. It's Mark 24, Gordon 23.
Oh!
This is incredible.
Can it be?
We will round off the Christmas quiz when we return.
All year round, they pretend to know about football. Tonight, it's the ultimate test. Mark Wilson versus Gordon DL. Will they dazzle or confirm that they know hee-haw? The Clyde One Super Scoreboard Christmas Quiz.
We're into the final part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard, the final section of the Christmas Quiz. And Mark is 24-23 ahead.
Yes.
There is 1 point in it. People are people are messaging in to say they think that you're on 25.
100%. 100%.
How would people be able to calculate that?
Who knows? Because Gordon was giving us up to dates, right? Again, he won round six up. You got a 5 pointer, which is ridiculous, right? For Brian May.
He's got Queen in his head.
Brian Graham. And I come out 1 point behind. How does that work? I tell you what, they guys in there, they need a holiday next door. They need a break.
They have tools down, haven't they? They're not excited.
There's a wee guy there, he's all over the place in hot chocolate.
Nah, to be fair, I've looked back. I've looked back. You were 21-19.
Yeah, and then I got another two in the millionaire.
No, 21-19 to you. And then it went to 23-19 to Mark. That's when he got the five. Yeah. I think. Yeah. Anyway, okay, it's time for the next round. Let's play.
Round seven. A question of other sports.
Other sports?
Of other sports.
Oh, you like this, do you?
I need to be rugby.
Oh, he's a big rugby fan now, you heard?
Massive rugby.
I did hear.
The Warriors.
But you didn't have the best night.
No, it was great. Loved it.
Who was the guy you were with?
Jonesy. Ex-international.
Lee Jones.
Yeah.
Looked after me. Right. Anyway, it's a very easy round, this. Question of other sports. I've got 10 questions on other sports, funnily enough, not football. Once I've read the question, the first person to ding their bell gets to answer it. If wrong, the other player gets a chance. Each question is worth a point. There's only 1 point in it. Every point is a prisoner at the end of this quiz. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Question number one is this. Who won this year's Super Bowl? Gordon DL.
The Eagles. Yeah.
Where are they from?
Eagle Land.
The band, the Eagles.
Hotel California.
The Eagles are from Washington.
Do you know what? Don't dig yourself a hole. The Washington Eagles don't exist. But it is the Eagles, I'll give you.
Thank
Philadelphia
you.
Eagles. He's getting that.
Yeah.
Come on. If only he's dug out the Eagles, that's fair.
It's only fair. It's only fair, thank
he
you.
He knew the Eagles. That's impressive.
From Washington.
That's a different
team.
I'm no good with
get Roger back on. He'd be appalled.
Okay, question number two. In cricket, what's a golden duck? Oh, Gordon DL, the chance to take the lead.
Get bowled out with your first bowl.
Correct.
Don't you want me, baby?
How did you know that?
I just guessed
He's taking the lead.
I just guessed that.
Question number three.
Rubbish.
Who is currently the number one men's tennis player? Mark Wilson.
Alcaraz.
Correct.
Yes!
It's Carlos Alcaraz. The entire quiz is level at this point. I can't believe how tight this has been. Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that.
Next question. Name either of the drivers that raced for...
Where they are?
Gordon DL.
No.
Why did you do that? Go on.
Stappen or what do they call them?
Okay. That's your answer?
For a world title.
That raced for...
He needs to pronounce it right.
No, you guys...
It passes to you anyway.
Red Bull.
That raced for McLaren.
Lando Norris.
Lando Norris or Oscar Piastri.
Oh, why did you do that?
Because I'm excited. There's like 10 teams.
You're forgetting this man goes to Silverstone every year. He's posh. He's posh now.
That's it. Come on.
Did you watch Silverstone and Wimbledon last year?
I did. It was fabulous.
You've changed.
That was great, yeah.
A boy for Bayliston going to Wimbledon. I don't know what part.
That was brilliant.
Okay, what is the name of Glasgow's ice hockey team?
Brayhead Clan.
Oh, hold on a minute. No. Oh. I buzzed in there.
Oh, you didn't.
I am a Clan fan.
No. Well, I'm a big Clan fan.
Can I be honest? That was so close. I actually can't tell who was
first.
I've
seen it all day long. No.
Whoever gets this tiebreaker right gets the
trophy.
Yep. I'm going to need a different tiebreaker later. Okay. No, whoever gets this right gets the point for this. You don't need to buzz. Write your answer down for me. As the crow flies, how many miles are there between Clydebank and the Gillette Stadium in Boston? Quickly write it down. As the crow flies, how many miles between Clydebank and the Gillette Stadium in Boston? Okay, Gordon DL. Oh my goodness. Mark Wilson goes 3,500. Gordon DL goes 3,200. It's 3,044. So you get the point for the Clan.
That's good. Good guess. I'll give him that.
Okay, next question. Who won? Get ready.
Hold on.
It's all about speed. Who won this year's US Open Golf?
Who won it?
That's what I said. Don't try and get more time.
I was going to say McIlroy, but it's not.
It's 26 each. This is incredible. Right, come on, I need a guess.
I'm one front. I was going to say
level now.
Kopka. No.
No.
Nope.
Am I allowed another guess?
Why does he get another guess?
No, you don't, because you said McIlroy, didn't you?
He knows his golf. You're out.
I can't remember who was it.
JJ Spawn, remember? Bob
McIntyre. Oh, the boss.
Okay, which city? Good luck.
Oh no.
Do the NBA team the Spurs come from?
Kansas.
The Spurs. Do you know your basketball?
You don't need
your buzzer. It's
all right. I'm gonna go Houston.
Geographically, you're in the right state. San Antonio Spurs. Okay, who is the current IBF?
Sorry, that didn't mean that.
WBC and WBA heavyweight world champion.
Usyk.
Mark Wilson. Alexander Usyk.
Boom.
Well done.
No, I'll give you that one.
Stop. Okay, next question. What is the least amount of darts you need to throw? Why don't you let me finish the question?
This will be good.
I'm just going 9.
For a checkout, it's 9.
Oh, love it.
Oh, no. You get away with that there.
It's 27 each.
Is it? Right.
In which country did the British and Irish Lions tour this year?
Australia.
He knows his rugby, it's Australia.
No!
He's gone into the lead.
He's been
practicing. I actually cannot believe this. 28-27.
Can we just finish it now?
With one round remaining.
Oh no.
This round 8 is worth Super Scoreboard 2 conundrum. Points.
So I could lose with 1 point here.
Correct. This round is worth 2 points.
I won't sleep for
it
Christmas.
It is one of the oldest quiz shows on the telly. How do you fancy a round of Countdown with a twist? At the end of each show, they put up an anagram. Have to solve what the word is. So, we've stolen that idea shamelessly, and I'm going to give you some jumbled words, and you have to guess a footballer on the Super Scoreboard conundrum. If you are watching on YouTube or the live stream, you will be able to see the anagram. Obviously, if you're listening, I will read it out in front of you. It is worth 2 points. Mark Wilson, if you get it first and you ding your bell,
I'm dinging.
You will win the quiz. Gordon DL,
I would distraught. Can't he see the board here for his head?
There's another one there.
I know, but how far over is that?
Okay, Mark Wilson, wheel yourself back. Give the man a chance.
Right, and I can buzz in as well, yeah?
Yes, come on, Gordon. Buzzes in first, but you might.
Give
you could be tactics
one
here.
Moment in time.
This is your destiny. You're sitting there with Rudolf Antlers on. It's not going on the screen behind.
Where's it going?
I'm just telling you, apparently.
Oh,
so you can write it down.
Okay,
there you go.
Right,
sorry.
We need to write down the
letters. False advertising from me. I take that on the chin. Right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Remember, this all comes down to this.
What you got your bell for? Dean. Oh, you need to ding.
Right.
Did you ding?
The anagram is, write it down, if you're playing at home, write it down, Brandon Oyster. Write
it down. What are we supposed to get here?
Hold on, Brandon Oyster.
It's an anagram, it's a footballer. Write it down. Brandon Oyster. Oyster. Show finishes in 1 minute, by the way.
Hey!
Hold on, okay.
No, I've got to say.
Right, don't then. It's up to you.
I've got to go for him.
Right, Andy Robertson. Wait. Okay, so you've buzzed in.
Andy Robertson.
Wait.
Oh, boom. No.
Brandon Oyster. BrandonOyster. Gordon DL has a 1 point lead at the moment. This question is worth two. If Mark Wilson can get it, he wins the quiz.
What's your rank?
All you need is this answer. I can tell you the answer is Andy Robertson.
That's taken so long for a dazzler.
That is superb.
Yes.
That was good.
Yes. Oh, tell you what.
30-27.
What a game.
You know what? I'll take it on the chair.
He's shaking with his hand. Yeah.
That's giving him a trophy.
Hold your hands up to that camera. You are shaking like a leaf.
Give my trophy.
That's incredible.
I'm gutted at that. Honestly, I hate losing.
Can I be honest, right?
Oh, by the way, that's a great answer, mate. That is a great. Oh.
I genuinely, I'm on the verge of.
Oh,
I don't know whether to be delighted or deflated. That was too perfect. People are going to think we stitched up that score. That was so perfect.
Genuinely, no. I think I think I was off colour tonight. But
the drama,
take nothing
and
away
the
from this guy.
Gordon
the music
DL.
Round.
Finally, you've done it. The Clyde One Super Scoreboard
Brandon
Quiz
Oyster.
Champion.
Well
Brandon
done,
Oyster.
Well done.
Congratulations. Well done. Mark Wilson, it was a pleasure. Keep
Thanks
up the good work.
Me. Thank
Great
you.
To have you back. It's like you've never been away. And we are. It's the last one. Merry Christmas from us. We're back on the 27th. Have a good one.
Merry Christmas.